Aren't you just really hating on California right now? I know you are. You're serious jelly. Oh, yeah. We have like the best weather anywhere, always, every day. Our air quality is premium, okay? Much like the water in our 50-year-old pipes, motherfuckers. I know you wish you was us. Straight out. Just own it. Admit it. Say it out loud. I'm not from LA and I am not proud about it. Straight out. That's right. That's right. I said it. I said it right there. I said it. Straight the fuck out. And you know what else? You know what else, motherfucker? You don't get to pay the premium price for all this niceness, all this sweetness, this premium life in the hot shit pod castle, land of American dream come trueness. That's right. It's worth it. 25 fucking $100 per month for a studio, motherfucker. Because right out your window, you can see. Well, maybe not so much today, but usually you can see forever and forever. And forever and a day. Oh, thank you. No, this is not going to be a news story about Beyonce and you know who. Sorry if that was what you was thinking. Sorry, not sorry. First up on the news of the hot and shittiest of all podcasts, the hot shit pod news that you can maybe use someday, if not today. We're gonna discuss a little thing called togetherness, coupledom in the hot shit pod. We begin with the lovely news story that's fresh and hot right off the presses-ish from a little place in California known as Paris. No, it's not spelled the same as the heiress named Paris. It's spelled PERRIS, California, just for your information, okay? Hashtag FYI on that. Well, hopefully you have your boo next to you to listen to this one together and reflect the two as one on this one. And yes, this is real news. A man, and I use the term loosely, as I do usually when I'm speaking of the male species these days. Sorry, keeping it real. A man in Paris, California, killed his woman, his boo, whom, by the way, they met, got together, hooked up. As drug addicts, but I should say in recovery, air quotes, and incarcerated a bit. Okay, and then they got let out. Okay, are you following the story so far? Okay, but then what happened? What happened? What made the news was not that. What happened was that he killed her because, this is very important, because as soon as they got out, and back out into the land of the free and freaky with all the rest of us. Hello. She decided, I guess, one day to say, you know what? I'm over the being a drug addict and taking drugs and it's like, you know, having to come up with money any kind of way I can, you know. I'm done with all that mess. So what she decided to do was become a drug a dealer. Specifically a meth dealer. And apparently she did this without letting her boo in on it, which made him apparently very, very bonky, bonk, 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 cray, cray. And apparently that was what brought about her very untimely death at the hands of the man she so loved and trusted. Well, ish. And so that's it, what happened. See, so basically that was the news story right there, that a man in Paris, California, killed his woman, his boo, because she was not about sharing in her new venture that was, well, technically being a meth dealer. Okay, so as you wrap your noodles around that one, brace yourself for the next one, because that was just the soft core. Get you in the zone or close to where this is gonna be going. This is just the, in a sense, it's the prequel, if you will. And even if you won't. Now, reflect on that for a moment and follow along with the rest of this here Hatchet Pod. News you can use maybe someday. Attention, attention. This just in. We regret to inform you that we must interrupt the previously recorded message, newscast, or show to bring you the following important emergency announcement. It has been reported by authorities and news sources in the country known as Germany that there are mad squirrels, baby squirrels, attacking men in open spaces. So far, one incident has been definitively, yes, confirmed and reported as trustworthy news by the AP, International News Source Supreme. A man in Germany was terrified as he was being ruthlessly, insidiously followed by a baby squirrel. That is right, a baby squirrel. Apparently, a rabid baby squirrel. He was so very, very terrified that he called the authorities for help, begging for assistance. And, well, it ended only because said baby squirrel, apparently intent upon doing him great harm and bodily injury, possibly even, I dare say, planning his ultimate demise, suddenly, whilst very swiftly hunting him down as if prey, decided to stop and lay down for a napsie. That's right. You heard correctly. The little baby squirrel had to go night-night. And suddenly did so, right there on the ground, the very grassy little knoll upon which he was running. Or was it a she? I don't know. It didn't say so in the news story, I come to think about it. But either way, it was a squirrel, it was a baby, and it was dangerous to the max. For it had and stood terror in the heart of this German man so much that he had to reach out upon his telephone to beg authorities to save him from this very vicious little furry creature. If you don't believe this news story, do go upon your lovely little Google or whatever it is you use as your very, very, very important news source search engine, and you will find, if you put in the keywords correctly, that this is indeed a true and real news story. And you can say you heard it here first. That's right. The number one news source for such fabulous late breaking news revelations as that, the aforementioned, the Hot Shit Podcast Supreme. The Hot Shit Pod, yes. And thank you very well. And may I add, Kazoomtight. And, oh yes. Donkashane, darling Donkashane, thank you for all your baby squirrels. This is lovely little Fräulein reporting not so live for the Hot Shit Pod on assignment abroad from Yarr ding 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 nong nong nong. Crabland. In the lovely, lovely California. Bye bye. For now. And now it is time for a short Hot Shit Pod commercial break.
Yay!
And now, for the Hot Shit Pod news you can use, maybe someday, maybe not. News story number 3, I think. Maybe. Anyway, here it is.
Nude man exercising at Planet Fitness thought it was a judgment-free zone, quote-unquote. Police say they found him in a, quote, yoga-type position. News story by Elise Wanshell. Reported end of July 2018. Downward facing, no. A man at Planet Fitness in New Hampshire took off all his clothes and began doing yoga in the buff, police said. Mr. Eric Stagnall, age 34, was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and quite disorderly conduct at the Plaistow location of the popular gym chain on Sunday afternoon. The New Hampshire Union Leader reports he was released on bail for an arraignment on the misdemeanor charges scheduled for September 21st. Oh, yes, the story we got from witnesses was that the guy walked in, stripped down, right there in front, left the clothes and belongings at the front desk, walked back and forth across the gym a couple of times, and then settled in over at the yoga mats, Police Captain Brett Morgan told the paper. When officers arrived, they said they found Stagno in his birthday suit in a yoga-type position, quote-unquote. The only comment he made was that he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing their slogan, Morgan said. Morgan told the Boston Globe that although the gym was pretty trim, Stagno kept to himself and seemed unaware that he was upsetting others. He was arrested without incident. Some of the comments some witnesses gave were that they felt uncomfortable. Some said even disgusted, sick and unsafe, quote-unquote, Morgan told the Globe. There were more witnesses coming forward than he could take names. Some gym customers said they suspected Stagno was under the influence of something. To me, it's like, what did you smoke before you came to the gym, dude? Quote unquote. No, I don't think you should be at the gym naked, quote unquote. Gym member Kat Lancaster. broadcaster told New Hampshire News Channel WMUR, period. Morgan told the Globe the Stagno did have some drug paraphernalia on his possession, quote-unquote, but it was unclear if he was under the influence. On fitness website, the chain promises, quote, yes, a judgment-free zone, end quote, where members, quote, feel comfortable regardless of their fitness level, period, end quote. It's not a clothing-free zone, quote-unquote, though, Morgan noted to the Globe.
Did you hear that, boys and girls? Do not go to your local gym, strip down, and then proceed to exercise, dance, jump about, or drop it like it's hot. For it is not, I repeat, not allowed. Okay? Thank you very much. You can also consider this your public service announcement. Brought to you by the lovely folks at the Hot Shit Pod. News you can use, maybe someday. Newscasting Department. The next story is going to have a little bit of the aww factor. You've been warned. Masao Matsumoto, aged 108 years thus far, married Miyako Sonoda, 100, on October 20th, 1937. The couple has just been given the Guinness World Record for oldest living married couple. Aww. This was just reported by, that is right, the ones who should know at the Guinness World Records. A world-class love story has now become a world record. Guinness World Records has just declared a Japanese couple as its oldest living married couple. That's right. They got hitched October 20th, 1937, which means, yes, they've been married nearly 81 years. Oh, that is painful to even just try to wrap your brain around, isn't it? Their combined age as of July 25th, the day they were visited by the Guinness World Records, is a whopping, brace yourself, 208 years and 259 motherfucking days. Whew! Damn. The couple has 5 daughters, ranging in ages from 77 to 66. Ahem! And 13 grandchildren. Their 25th great-grandchild is expected sometime this month. Oh, yeah. I think they should win some kind of begatting award. You know, begatting, right? It's in the Bible. Good section. Begat, begat, begat. So-and-so begat. So-and-so begat. Begat, begat. Just saying. Although the couple is currently the world's oldest, they have a little more time before they hold the title for the oldest couple ever. Okay. Both of you, seriously, hang in there. That honor goes to Norwegians Carl and Gudrun Dolven, who had a combined age of 210 years and 65 days, when unfortunately, and very sadly, Gudrun passed away in April of 2004. There is a correction I must mention. An earlier version of this story included an incorrect age for Miyako Sonoda. She is 100. Okay, so just note that, right? Okay, just in case you were fuming over that minor faux pas. Note that, all right? She was 100. Okay. That was just really, wow. Beyond. That was beyond the awe. Remember, you heard it here first. Well, probably. Hopefully. We try. It is the Hot Shit Pod.
tools you can use maybe someday. Probably today, if you're lucky.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.